Down the Dump Podcast.
Hi, Down to Dunk listeners. I'm Luke. I'm here with Andrew, and we are going to be discussing last night's game against the Clippers and all things to do with Thunder basketball. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing so good. So much better than I was after Monday night. And then all the way up until Katie's press conference, I was feeling pretty miffed. I think Katie's press conference kind of eased that, and then last night, even more so. I'm on top of the world right now.
I just feel like everyone after that first game, it was just was miffed. Everyone was not feeling great. And then I think KD's press conference just made everyone just emotional.
Oh yeah.
Everyone has been tweeting about just there's just a lot of emotion going on right now in Oklahoma.
Most definitely. And that's gonna be included in our Twitter questions. We have quite a few Twitter questions today, so we're gonna get right into those.
Yeah, good.
The first one is, we all hate Blake Griffin. This is from Brian _ Matthews. His question is, first he has a statement and then a question. We all hate Blake Griffin. Is there any other athlete that is as hated as he is that has ties to the great state of Oklahoma? And I went through like the list of athletes and – you know, maybe Tony Allen would be that for some people, not for me at all. Like he went to Oklahoma State, and I still love that guy, even though he gave Durant fits.
That's the thing. There's a lot of people that really still love Tony Allen, despite the fact that he guards Durant so well.
Yeah, and it's because he doesn't do any of these stupid things that Blake does. Like, I think if Blake was just a great player and he didn't come with all of these annoying things that he does, which is just kind of acting, and he grabs people to where the refs can't see it, and then you know, someone else ends up getting a foul because of him and his flopping and all the theatrics. I think that if he did away with those, he may not be as good of a player, but he also would probably not be as hated. And I think those are the reasons why he's hated, just kind of the same reasons that Steven Adams is hated by a lot of people. In that, you know, Steven Adams makes people mad, and Blake does the same stuff, and it's annoying. He's one of the most annoying players to watch because of all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I really disliked David Mons, if you remember him. He played he played power forward for Oklahoma State a while ago. But I can't think of anybody else that I hated more that I hate right now more than Blake Griffin, who has ties to Oklahoma.
I don't know. This is a question that it makes me think of. Do you think that the people, Clippers fans, just love him?
Oh, yes.
That's the thing. Here's the thing that I think he is to them what Russell Westbrook is to us.
Yeah, what Russell and Steven Adams are to us.
Yeah, like if they're on other people from other teams, are just like, oh, I hate him. But if he was on, I mean, if Blake Griffin, someone said this, my friend Grady Carter said this, that if Blake Griffin, he hates him, but if he was on the Thunder, he'd love him.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with that idea. I think it's true.
And I like that. I like that, you know? I mean, I like that he comes to town, she's like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, people bring this up all the time, but, you know, we're all rooting from – we're all rooting for a guy from Texas and rooting against a guy from OU. So it's just kind of a funny dynamic.
Yeah. I love it though. But I feel like there's animosity between our two teams.
Oh yeah. They hate one another.
There's a lot of text going on last night.
Yeah. And it's just funny because the Grizzlies are a tough opponent, and I can't remember who mentioned this. I think it was somebody from KOCO tweeted that the Grizzlies and Thunder really respected one another and the way that they played against each other, but the Thunder and Clippers just hate each other.
Yeah.
And it's because both teams kind of do kind of similar things where they're going to try to get away with kind of pissing you off a little bit and kind of pushing you in ways that you don't want to be. And I think that mostly comes from our big guys. But I think most of the Clippers do those things.
Yeah.
And especially the flopping. Like, I cannot imagine how upset I would be on the court if a guy was flopping like that whenever I'm going out of my offense. I mean, it's frustrating for me to watch. I can't imagine how frustrating it would be, you know, to actually play the game. And that's, I feel like a lot of the animosity comes from that. And then from all, I don't know. It's very interesting series. It's a very fun series.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we'll see a little bit better basketball and that both teams will kind of be on at the same time instead of what it's been in game one and game two.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. Next question comes from Jason K. Smith, who's actually my associate pastor. Great guy, great Thunder fan. He has proposed this idea several times to me that we should start a Kickstarter campaign for an all Steven Adams, all the time camera, which could result in either like a picture in picture for every game or even like its own reality TV show where it would just follow Steven Adams. Steven Adams is a pretty fascinating guy.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to see everything he does, because a lot of times the things he's doing are away from the ball, and then you just see an altercation happen.
Yeah.
But if we had this all Steven Adams all the time camera, then I think that we get to know this guy a little bit better and kind of know his game a little bit better.
Yeah. The more I find out about Steven Adams, the more he intrigues me. For instance, this week, until about, I think at the KD press conference, is when I figured out he has a gold tooth.
He does have a gold tooth.
And it's like right next to his two front teeth. Like one of them is, I'm not a dentist, so I don't know the name of that tooth, but it's gold. And I don't, and then I wonder why, how, and when, and like what made him decide to do that. And so I want to know more about him. Because right now he's constantly intriguing. Like you saw the Grantland piece about the top five people who might punch him in the face.
Yes,
that's great. That kind of, I mean, that's hilarious.
It is awesome.
Article about him, and I just think I thought it was going to happen last night.
Something is going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, Doc Rivers had to call Blake over to the bench and say, "Please don't do anything that's going to impact the rest of the series."
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was getting under his skin, because Steven Adams doesn't back down from anybody. And Blake pushes and tugs and does all these things. And for the most part, people kind of shy away from him.
Yeah.
Or they don't have anybody physical enough to guard him. And Adams is that. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's even more physical than Blake Griffin is. And Blake doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And Brooks stuck with that quite a bit last night, and I expect to see large doses of Serge Ibaka, who's incredible on him, and then large doses of Steven Adams just to kind of get under his skin and kind of rattle him. Because he took tons of shots outside the paint last night just because of those two guys. And, you know, he tried to pound his way into the paint a couple of times, and it didn't work. And it seems like they found an answer for him, but Blake is – he's an all-star. He's an all-NBA caliber player. He's going to come back, and he's going to have a good game.
Yeah.
But we've kind of disrupted that a little bit. And I see Blake coming back and having a really nice game in game three. But we have the personnel to handle him, and it's nice to see that. And Steven Adams is certainly a part of that.
Steven Adams, I wonder what it would take to get him fired up and, like, mad. Like, he makes all these players. Like, I think he just decides, like, I'm never going to get upset and angry because it's going to drive people insane.
Somebody asked that to him after a game, and he just said, "I'm too stupid to know when to react to things." Which is obviously not, I mean, it's obviously a joke, but I don't know. I mean, he grew up with tons of siblings, and they're all massive, strong athletes, and you know, I think that's something that you learn to act, to do that, and to not react, and to, I mean, you can just see him as a kid, you know, just messing with his siblings and then just like not reacting. And then as a parent, you just probably have no idea what to do because this kid has just this stone face and isn't reacting at all. I mean, it's just awesome. Like, everything about this dude intrigues me, and I'd be 100% I might be the largest donator to this Kickstarter program because I love Steven Adams that much.
Yeah, I'd watch it. I definitely would.
So, next question comes from Mitch Narney. Would you rather win 3 7-game series or 3-4-0 sweeps and route to the finals? I don't know if this is a serious question, Mitch.
This is, let's answer it as if it were serious. Because my answer, what is your answer?
Sweep City, man.
Man, I kind of want all game sevens.
I mean, more basketball is good.
Yeah. But, and that's, I mean, James said that's going to be just more fun.
More basketball is more fun. But at the same time, like, I watched the Lakers do this and route to the finals and only lose one game. And it was a lot of fun watching your favorite team do something like that.
Yeah. That would be cool. Both are cool.
Both are cool. Mitch. That's all. Next one. Steven underscore Gertz. Is the Thunder vs. Clippers series the most likely to go 7 games? It is. I think it's one of the most evenly matched series going on right now, for sure. I think that the Spurs and Portland, I mean, we'll find out tonight if that series has any more legs, but the Spurs seem to kind of have their number a little bit. And then, obviously the Heat are head and shoulders above the Brooklyn Nets. And then, you know, Indiana-Washington is interesting as far as a 7-game series goes, because I do think that Indiana still has something. I mean, they're a very talented team, and they've fallen off just kind of it's kind of a mystery as to why, and there's lots of rumors flying around. Nobody knows what's true and what's not. Their offense is terrible. They're still a pretty good defensive team. And Roy Hibbert actually scored. He scored 28 points last night, just kind of out of nowhere. That's another interesting option for 7, but I think the most likely is Thunder Clippers for sure.
I would agree. I want to see kind of what Portland does tonight, but I do agree.
Yeah. Another one from Jason K. Smith, _ at the end. Serious question, is Durant's MVP acceptance speech the greatest sports speech of all time? Top 5. Then he brings up the Lou Gehrig speech and the Jimmy V speech. I think as far as my – if I was making a list myself, it would probably be number one just because it kind of – I don't know. I'm more involved in this Thunder team and in Kevin Durant's career than I was really in any other guy's – career like that, even these great speeches. And I know that they're just the Jimmy V speech in particular was very, very powerful. And you know, I may choose that one over the Kevin Durant just because I feel like it, I don't know, it that carries a lot of weight, and it still carries a lot of weight today for people. But the Durant speech was incredible. I mean, he won the Most Valuable Player award, and then he went on to explain how everyone around him got him there and not what he did. And that was incredible. And just for him to be so vulnerable, I mean, it was intense. As far as me as a sports fan, I would probably put it at the top of my personal list.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, you know, living in Oklahoma, never having an NBA team, never having anything like this, not just not having an NBA team. Now we have one, and now we have the most valuable player in the NBA that, you know, just has – that is such a good guy and getting up there and just, like, laying it all out. I mean, it was good.
It was awesome. It was
very, very good. And I think it just set set the team up to, like, do so much better because he didn't – it was hardly about him. It was all about people around him.
Yep. It definitely galvanized the team. I think that it did have an impact on the game yesterday for sure, but it definitely galvanized this team, brought them together. And I don't know. I you could see the confidence that Tabo Sefolosha had that has just been gone this season. He's been terrible. Yeah. But last night he actually shot the ball with confidence. It's the first time I've seen him do that since really last season. I don't remember seeing him do that this season. Yeah. So hopefully that's something that will continue to carry over. I'm not counting on it. I'm not counting on Tabo to hit that many shots in a game, but I think that it did help.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible speech. And kind of a follow-up from D underscore Tally is, which DT Deer cried at MVP's at KD's MVP speech?
OJ did.
Oh, dude, I cried a little bit. Jay did for sure. I mean, Jay is weeping. Jay,
that's why he's not on the podcast today, actually.
He's still crying. He is still crying.
It was emotional. I mean, there were great, great moments.
Yeah.
You know?
I sat at my kitchen table. Amy, my wife, said, go grab your computer and let's watch this KD speech. And I brought it to the kitchen table. We're sitting there. I'm eating some tacos. And we're watching this speech. And I'm just like starting to tear up, just eating my tacos, listening to KD talk.
Yeah.
And my son's in the background. Every time they would clap, he would yell, yay, KD, go KD. I mean, it was an emotional ride for me eating my tacos, watching KD.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just cool seeing how far he's come, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And just how much he deserves it, and just, you know.
Yeah. And that the narrative is that Kevin Durant did have the most spectacular season out of anybody, and it wasn't just that people were tired of voting for LeBron James.
Yeah.
And that he, you know, could, I mean, you could make the argument that he's the best player in the NBA and you don't look stupid anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, incredible speech. A follow-up question from D-Tally. Is Kevin Durant still engaged? It seems like he would have mentioned her in his speech. Did he get secretly unengaged?
Oh, man.
Do you know the answer to this?
No, but, I mean, there's just I thought about this. I don't think he is. Something's up.
He's not. This came out in January.
He hasn't been for a while.
Apparently, she put a lot of strange cryptic Instagrams up.
Yep. Yep.
During that time, and she wasn't wearing her ring anymore, and they took a quote unquote break, and I think that break is forever.
You never know, but
I know that
he's not engaged anymore.
Not engaged. Great question though, because that never really came out. I don't feel like
it never did. I don't. Yeah. It.
Only very strange news outlets reported about it.
Yeah.
No one, I mean, and like News OK came out, but they only referred to these strange news outlets.
Yeah.
So Katie keeps his private life very private, which is probably best for him and everybody else.
I agree.
From Alex Buckner, A. Buckner, what does Kevin Durant's MVP speech look like next year? More tears, even more crying, double the crying, double the MVPs. I don't know. I don't know. It's obviously not going to be as emotional though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first one's going to be the best, you know?
Yeah. And he'll be humble and he'll say things that'll make us love him even more again.
Exactly.
It's from OGJD Dub. Hot dogs or hamburgers on the 4th of July?
What's your answer? Mine is no question.
I know what yours is.
What's mine?
Hot dogs.
Hell yeah.
I know that you...
I love hot dogs, man.
Dude, you're a hot dog guy. I'm a hamburger guy, though.
That's okay. This is the thing. I went to the Thunder game on Monday, and Savory Strips in the Chesapeake Arena makes a mean hot dog. It was good. So good, I got back. My dad goes, where'd you get that? I want one. It was good. Good hot dog, man. On 4th of July, nothing better.
Yeah, I'll go with the burger every day.
Why? What made him think about this?
I don't know. He's just, he also said, also, who chopped off Blake Griffin's left hand?
God.
Funaki did. We know that.
You know that? Have you heard of the double dog? One hot dog bun, two hot dogs in it, changes the game.
You do that?
If I can, yes.
You got to have a pretty specific bun to do that, don't you?
You'd think. It's not really. You just need two skinnier dogs. You got a meaty dog, you don't need it. But my problem with hot dogs is oftentimes my bread to dog ratio is too much bread.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems with the hot dog.
That's why you go double dog.
Dude, I've never done the double dog.
Seriously, I've had it. I created it at with Jay one time. I was like, I gotta do this, and it's changed my life. It really is so much better. And people try it double dog.
I might be a hot dog guy come 4th of July if this double dog thing really works out.
I'm just letting you know. Especially like when they have just a big trough full of dogs, double
Yeah.
dog. That's when you gotta do it.
When you have the opportunity, you got a double dog.
Season. You have
Last
the opportunity. Season.
question from Luke Whitmire 1. Who is the best defender to match up against Reddick and all his running around? I mean, I think that it's Tabo Sefolosha still.
Yeah.
Or Russell Westbrook. I would like to see Russell Westbrook on him and Tabo Sefolosha on Chris Paul, even though when Russell Westbrook is focused like he was last night, he can really defend, guys like Chris Paul, but he's not always engaged like that. So I would like to see kind of that switch because I think that Westbrook could do well on him. But again, like him being unfocused, Reddick could really kill us if he is unfocused and is looking for steals and is, I don't know. Westbrook can be very frustrating on the defensive end. Or he can just kill guys like he did
And
yesterday.
that Tabo back-to-back steal,
Oh yeah, that
that
was
was
incredible.
so cool.
That little stretch was.
I love it because he almost lost the dribble on the first steal,
Yes.
and then turned right back around and stole it again. That was so great. I loved that. That was probably one of my favorite moments, except seeing Russell Westbrook celebrate so much after just like a monster dunk. I think right in that time period, that was great.
I got a couple more questions
All right.
which came in. Another one from Jason Smith. Is watching Steven Adams pester Blake Griffin the greatest gift of these playoffs so far or the greatest gift of all time?
It's pretty great.
I think it's so great.
I mean, I thought there was a point I thought they were going to get into an altercation,
I mean,
but not.
something's going to happen, and I can't wait for it to happen because Adams is just going to stand there and take whatever it is.
Yeah. I
Let's
cannot
see.
wait.
Okay, Bobby Wheat just sent in a question. Thunder Wonder in 5 or Thunder Wonder in 6? I still say Thunder Wonder in 7.
Yeah, it's just hard to say because we haven't seen both teams operating together both at their full capacity.
Yeah, it's.
So it's hard to say, really. I mean, I would say seven just to be safe, but it's I mean, we can't come out and play another game one.
No, you're right. And you just don't know what you're going to get from this team because we saw last series that it seemed like, oh, they finally figured it out. Oh, they haven't. Oh, they have. Oh, they haven't. And then they were able to win the last game. So maybe this is them figuring it out. Maybe this is. They're similar to Game 6 performance, and they're just going to be able to turn it on for the rest of the series. I'm kind of done making predictions like that, though, because I don't know. I mean, the KD is going to get his shots in this series. There's no Tony Allen out there. There's nobody guarding him at 40 feet from the basket.
Yeah.
He's going to get his shots. Matt Barnes does the best that he can, but he cannot guard Kevin Durant, and then beyond Matt Barnes, there is nobody else on the team. I mean, they tried to stick Chris Paul on him last night, but Paul just fouled him because he couldn't do anything on him. So that there's a clear advantage there. There's a clear advantage with Russell Westbrook's post game. His post game was incredible last night, and
Yeah.
if he will continue to go to that and not take these, stupid jumpers, which he'll take a couple of them, but if he can continue to go into the post and distribute, this team is going to be really tough to beat
Yeah.
if Russell Westbrook comes out and plays, another 3 games like that. I think that they win the series, and it could be in 5. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, but I think the safer pick is 7. What we've seen the Thunder rip off 4 against a really good team before against San Antonio a couple of years ago, and this team is poised to do something like that. But we can't discount the Clippers and what they can do either. So, I still stick with Thunder and Seven.
I'd go. I don't remember what my original thing was, but I would say I would agree to that.
Dude, let's do our say what stats.
All right, man. Say what stat of the week?
Say what? Dude, what's your say what stat?
All right, this is mine. Last night, Thunder was, or Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook were one Durant assist away from the first ever NBA playoffs two-man triple-double.
Incredible.
That's crazy.
Their performance last night.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch them play.
Yeah.
And, you know, Westbrook really shouldn't have had a triple-double because one of his assists was to Tava Sepulosa as he holds the ball, then dribbles, and then pulls up for a shot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that shouldn't have really counted. But still, he got it. And he has three triple-doubles, which is another say-what stat, and there are no other triple-doubles in the playoffs so far.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It's an incredible performance by those two, without a doubt.
Yeah.
My say-what stat is Roy Hibbert scored 28 points last night.
Yeah.
And I said, what? I said, that can't be right.
Yeah.
That was pretty insane. Another say-what stat, Kendrick Perkins, Tava Sepulosa, they were good last night.
Kendrick Perkins, I mean, he's doing well. He's doing very well.
8-9 last night. Incredible defense.
Yeah.
Great screens. I think that we have to attribute a lot of this to his health.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick Perkins hasn't been healthy at all throughout most of his tenure with the Thunder.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing what a healthy Kendrick Perkins can do. And he actually has value in this series again. Playing against DeAndre Jordan, and he's given DeAndre Jordan a lot of trouble. You know, DeAndre still had a couple incredible dunks, but he had nobody this physical to play against him. I think that he would have seen similar trouble if he played Andrew Bogut, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting to think how often Perk does play hurt.
Yeah.
Even when, like, he'll play and he, like, they'll come out, like, you know, a month later and be like, oh, he had, like, a groin tear or something. And, like, he plays hurt a lot. And I don't think people factor that in.
No, they don't.
It's just something that matters. And so, yeah, I think he's feeling great right now.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Are you Mr. Peeved about anything?
Not really. I'm miffed that Blake didn't fight Steven Adams, but that's just coming. But I'm not too mad or anything. It's hard to be mad after that KD, MVP speech, you know?
It's true. The Clippers make me miffed and peeved just watching them because they complain all the time and they're always flopping. They're one of and especially in game after game one, like have them do all that stuff and then hit all their threes. And I mean, I was so miffed after that game and still even watching them last night, just kind of watching their stuff and kind of, you know, putting all the Thunder stuff to the side, they're a frustrating team to watch because they're full of complainers and actors, and it's a frustrating bunch.
I agree. I mean, Chris Paul would be so much more impressive if he wasn't always in the ref's ear and complaining and just making the Chris Paul mad face about everything.
He's a crybaby.
Yeah, and they would be. I've heard people say that they would be better if they didn't do that. They would just be more. No, just wouldn't be like, ugh.
Yeah, it leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth. Let's pour one out.
I'm going to pour one out for Chesapeake Energy.
Oh, yes.
Lights went out. The energy company sponsoring our arena, lights go out. But I did like that Adam Silver was there, and he was just like in the stand, just said, play.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I like Adam Silver. I think he's going to do a lot of really good things for the league.
He looks like John. That picture that
you just cut out. Say that again.
He looks like John Waters.
If you don't know who John Waters is, look it up because he looks just like him.
If he had a pencil thin mustache right on his upper lip, he'd look exactly like him. But I do like Adam Silver, but I just thought it was funny that the lights went out. I'm glad it wasn't a bigger deal than it was. Like,
yeah.
It's like a Super Bowl thing where it's just like, oh, okay, let's end it. And then, like, let's take an hour to figure stuff out. I'm glad that we got it figured out. But do you think someone got fired because of it?
Oh, yes. I heard it was just a power surge.
I think that's what it was.
So I hope not. I'm generally a fan of people not losing their jobs.
Definitely.
So if you can keep your job, you know, I'm a little bit happier for that.
That's true.
There was also a leak in the roof after the hail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know where it was, but I just heard that.
Yeah. What are you pouring one out for?
I'm pouring one out for Hashim Thabeet.
Yeah.
Because Hashim Thabeet doesn't even get garbage time minutes.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's still happy. So I'm gonna pour one out for Hashim. Because I love Hashim.
Do you want him to play that much?
In minutes that are not meaningful, yes.
Well,
I want a Hashim Thabeet Steven Adams front court.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I don't want him to take the place of Steven Adams. I want them to play together.
Yeah.
In unmeaningful minutes. I just want to see what that would look like.
Well, I'm not miffed or peeved or poor one. That's not poor one outable for me, but I appreciate it.
Dude, I just love Hashim. I love all of our centers right now.
Yeah.
They've all been very good in the playoffs, and Hashim's been, you know, smiling, wearing tight pants, doing a good job.
That's true. Okay, so next game, Friday. What do you feel like? What would you like to see?
I would like to see the Thunder win a close game against the Clippers on their home court.
Yeah.
Is what I would ideally like to see. Just because I want to see what does a tight game look like between these two teams and what adjustments work and what don't. I'd also like to see Reggie Jackson play and play well. He only played just under 13 minutes last night. He actually played less than Derek Fisher did yesterday. So I'd like to see him and also Caron Butler kind of get going in the series. I don't think that we can count on, you know, 22 points again from Kendrick Perkins and Tapas Obelosius, and I do think that we can count on that or more from Reggie and Caron. So that would be kind of what I'm looking for from the bench.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that we can blow a team out and have really little contribution from the bench. But we're going to need bench production in order to win this series for sure.
Yeah. I would love it if the KD speech marked the point where our gears shifted to that higher level that I saw last night from Russ and KD, and they just keep doing it, and they figured out how they need to feel, how they need to play, and just the KD speech was the thing that took them to the next level.
It could definitely be it, and that crossed my mind several times last night.
Because I don't think I can handle another, like for the Grizzlies, like, oh, we got going, and then the next – first game in this coach, like, oh, maybe we didn't. Like, I want to get going towards, yes.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Look for us online, downtodunk.com. Please go to iTunes and give us a review. We will read your review on the podcast. We still have one that we haven't read yet. We will read it in the next podcast. But please leave us a review. We'll read the review on the podcast. We appreciate it. 5 stars would just be most excellent. If you're somebody who listens to podcasts frequently and you haven't given us an iTunes review, please do that. It helps us a lot. Everybody have a good day. Enjoy Game 3 and go Thunder.
Thunder up. My back, bitter roses.